Score. I didn't expect to see you coming into the lab today. I thought you were busy. You had work to do yourself. Are you all right? I can't help but notice you're sort of not looking at me. Has something happened? Oh, sweetheart. No. Hey. I didn't mean to make you cry. You're shaking your head. You are, in fact, crying a little. Okay, how about this? If you're not feeling up to talking, how about we do yes or no questions? Has something bad happened? No. I did someone know that would count as something bad happening. Did you get overloaded by something? Okay. Work too hard? No. Did something not bad, but something that scared you happen? No. Well, given that you seem to be struggling. Talking. Did are you feeling anxious? Not that something has to have happened, but just for no particular reason. Okay, so I think I need to get better at noticing and understanding. I am trying to get better at learning about other people and spotting their emotions and things. Given the not talking, the sort of anxious, sort of not the you coming to me in the middle of the day without any warning, the way that you're holding yourself. Did you bring things with you? Can I see? Thank you. Let's see. as I was beginning to suspect. Nubon? Are you feeling small? Did anything happen to trigger or... Okay, we don't have to talk about it. Okay. I don't mean to sound uncaring. I do have to finish this. Tell you what. No one else is meant to be coming into the lab today. Jace is away all day and... meetings. And then... some sort of gala dinner thing. So, I can lock the doors and ensure that nobody comes in without us knowing. If you want to stay here, it is not the softest environment, I know, but, I do have to finish this today. Perhaps, seeing that you brought some things with you, and you had the mind of maybe wanting to stay in here. That's okay. How about we get you set up on the opposite side of my bench? Come. Alright. Let's see what you have. Right. So... so we have a little... we've got a book for reading, obviously, but you also have empty books in case what? We were in an artistic mood. And a coloring book. Excellent choices. Did you bring your... at least some of your... pencils and crayons? We have... a lot in here of... stationery supplies, so... anything you need, I'd ask and I'll fetch it, considering... given you can be a little less graceful when small. And while I do try and keep things organized, it sometimes appears that myself and Jace have different ways of organizing, and then sometimes other people come into the line. That is to say that... It's very likely that the stationery is also mixed in with the tools, and I don't want you digging around in places where there could be craft knives and screwdrivers, and you understand. So let me know if you need anything. If you could stay seated. And if you need to move or do anything, you let me know. Because probably not the most, as I say, softest environment, shall we say. So, let's put this down. And of course, the most important thing you brought. A little friend. Set them up here. And hop up onto this stool. There you go. Alright. If you don't talk and want to talk about whatever triggered this, you don't have to. I am proud of you, little one, for coming to me. You walked an awful long way, all on your own. You wanted me that much. So sweet. No, you're not upsetting me, I am not used to being so sought after, wanted. So, getting to having you like this is not any sort of burden, and even though I am at work, we can still make this work. You can get busy with some little creativity and crafts, and I can finish recording this, and then I can take you home. And if you find yourself quite sleepy, which I know is often the case when you're like this, there is space you can nap. Well, you know, given the amount of nights I have spent here, Chase did suggest it would be good to get, if not a bed, at least some sort of sofa. Something comfortable to sit, relax, potentially sleep on. So, you're welcome to go over there. Wait for me. Sweet little thing. Stay with that. Let me go sit back down. Right. This is not the pencil I wanted to use. Let's try this one. You still look a little I know me telling you not to feel a certain way can't stop you from feeling a certain way. I simply mean having it like this, as I say, it's never a problem or a burden or... Am I a little worried about you being in here when feeling a little? but I'm trusting you to stay put. But that's simply because of the environment that we're in and the things that exist in this room. I have no problem with you being like this. I don't want you to ever feel ashamed, and the fact that you didn't stay at home, sad, all by yourself, but you actually came and found me. So brave, eh? My brave little one. Must have been quite scary coming all the way here on your own. I'm very proud of you. It feels nice to be wanted, needed. I've never been that good at taking care of myself. But perhaps I can learn via taking care of you. Because I find myself really wanting to. It's the least that you deserve. Especially when you're so good for me. But you are so good for me. Sitting there, getting on with some work of your own, keeping yourself occupied and nice and quiet while Daddy's working. Not that I want you to feel guilty if you start fidgeting or anything. Trust me, I've had worse distractions than anything you could possibly do. So. I talk about taking care of myself. I and wanting to take care of you and being bad at it and his example. I would you like something to drink? I don't know if we have much here, but we definitely at least have water. So let me do that. I should have offered you that when you first came in. Let me, I don't have one of your usual cups to put it in, but we do have straws, so hopefully that in a glass is all right. That there for you. So smooth on one side and yet almost professional. going to show me something. Let's see. Look at that. Oh, it's wonderful. Such a creative little... I see. Very good, sweetheart. You're going to give me a friend? How kind of you. You can draw anything you'd like. You certainly don't need permission to, if you wanted to draw me, be quite honest. Don't think anybody's ever drawn me before. You just let me know if you're getting tired, okay? Okay. It's quite nice. Sort of co-working with you. Of course it's real work. You're making art. And when you're big again, you can tell me what happened, if you would like. And if perhaps in future you would like to do your work here. Perhaps something that happened when you were alone. Well, being alone is what triggered this. No, I'm sure... no one's going to have a problem with it. It's my lab. Oh, our lab, but, you know, Chase, he's a softie, so. You just keep working away. If you need anything, you let me know. If you want a nap, we've got blankets somewhere I can pull out. I slipped a bit with that line. That's fine. It's fine.